Hey guys, guess who and guess what? It's Jen.
It's Jerry.
And we are back. We are always back. We will never go away. It's kind of like that notorious stain in the kitchen that you can't ever seem to get rid of. It goes away
That's
for
right.
a little while, but then it comes back.
I have that.
Do
I
you
have
know?
That too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I have a friend that is just learning first time. She's living by herself in her own apartment for the first time ever. And
yeah.
She's now really starting to understand just what all that entails. Her upstairs bathroom, the water doesn't leak coming into the house, which is good. Because that means it's not running her water bill up. But her drain leaks. The drain for her shower leaks. And so, yeah, they're going to have to fix that. She has no idea what they're going to have to do, how long it's going to take, how torn up her apartment's going to be. I mean, she's just sweating it. It's like, kid, come on. Don't sweat the small stuff. Yes, still got your place. And, you know, they'll fix it and it'll be all good.
Yeah. Step one's already out of the way.
Step one, the big issue, is taken care of.
Yes.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's my girl, Dawn. Shout out to you, darling. I know you don't listen regularly, but hey, you know I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And congratulations on being a grown-up and getting your cataract surgery.
she's going to thank herself later.
Oh, no, she told me she was going to tell you when we come up for Super Bowl. She's going to get out of the car and go, all right, Carrie, the adult is here.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh. I meant that in the best way possible.
Oh, I know. She gets it.
You know.
She gets it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just thought it was funny. She's like, does he know? He doesn't know me at all, does he?
Yeah. Respectable looking on the outside.
And, oh, and a freak on a leash on the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. We are both looking very much forward to Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And she's... She said, oh, good. I get to kick people's asses in spades. Sounds good to me.
This might be kicking people's asses in Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, I love those.
That's our Super Bowl halftime.
Oh,
know,
okay. All right.
Tradition. And after.
Oh, of course. Yeah, because the Super Bowl is over at, what, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. It's usually over at... 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking way, way back when it, because it used to be Super Bowl Sunday. Now they're holding Super Bowl on a Saturday, and everything's changed.
Right. You know, and they've added games, and, you know, it's different than it used to be. Exactly. And that wasn't too long ago, but, hey, I digress.
Yeah, but still, you know, a flag every fucking play, really?
Yeah.
I know the Steelers are bad, but they were not that bad.
No. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
It got to the point that even the announcers were going, oh, what a surprise, another flag.
Yeah, right. You know, it's just not neat with these people.
Well, there's so much. I mean, back in the day, okay, face masks, false start, that kind of thing. Yeah, you get busted for that. But too many people in the huddle. What, your whole team can't know what you're doing? What the hell? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. They have just like safety regulations for cars and stuff. They have nitpicked it down to nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been kind of, you know, freaking out over the, you know, the concussion protocol stuff, and they've kind
right.
of...
They're taking it a little far.
I can see where they're coming from, that, you know, maybe they have, maybe they haven't. They're trying to protect these players. That being
right.
said, you know what, this is a full contact gladiatorial style sport, and you're getting paid...
Uh-huh.
$56 million over 4 years, so...
And that is why you're getting paid that kind of money.
And that is why... Yeah, so...
Because you may only have the 4 years.
Yeah, And there was a guy, I can't remember who it was. It was a player that was a huge prospect. Oh, God, I wish I could remember his name. And he was a stunning player. And for 2 years, he made a massive difference. And he was paid some 20-something million dollars. And he's like, okay, I'm done.
Huh? I know what you, because he said he was going to go ahead and retire while he was still young. He was still pretty. And he was still healthy.
Yep. He was literally 25 years old, done with putting his body and his mind through all of that stuff and shitting in high cotton.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry. So, I could live off $1 million for a very long time.
Yeah, so, a lot of these are inner city kids. I think he was. He's like, holy shit. You know, he didn't lose the perspective of, holy shit, I got $20 million.
Yeah, he didn't say, oh, I've got $20 million. I'm going to go out and buy a $15 million mansion. No, yeah, he went, oh, wow, I have money that I can live on for the rest of my life if I'm careful.
Yeah, yeah. This is literally a guy that should be running some of these multi-million dollar corporations. You know, this just makes sense. Makes sense.
Oh, my God, yeah. Telling you, I just I have not moved again, guys. No moving again. Not yet. Not right now. Not for a while. But I did move jobs. So, apparently the man I'm working for is a first-time business owner. I don't think this guy is really sure about where to put his feet most of the time.
Okay.
You know, he's kind of feeling his way, but he's okay. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy or I wouldn't be working for him. He's just different. That's about all I can say. I've never worked for a business that was run the way this business is. So we're gonna wait and see if it's a good thing.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Oh, absolutely. And we are, this is season 2, episode 1. Mm-hmm. However, we are on episode 96. This is our 96th podcast. And I couldn't be happier.
Yep. We're going to finish it up in 2023, and I love that.
Oh, yeah. But I'm telling you what, you have some Hiddleston news that I am just livid about.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I will try not to throw a fit until after we get done recording.
Okay. Let me, you know what? Okay. This could be an episode.
Jen going off because she's not where she feels like she should be.
Well, let's kind of set the stage here. If you don't mind my saying, absolutely. You know, you're right, you would have had to have poked around a little bit, but there were a few articles that were published online and in some Hollywood periodicals in late August.
Right.
That stated that a Stephen King story that was published in 2020 is being adapted as a movie.
Right.
Called Life of Chuck.
Now, see, that would have been the first thing. I might have seen the headlines for that article. But it said Stephen King movie published in 2020. I went, not interested.
Right. Well, as it turns out, they are filming it here in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama.
And I am so very interested.
Mm-hmm. They arrived and started setting up production somewhere around the last week of October this year.
And I was there.
You were literally here.
Yep.
Yes. Although,
if I had known this, Carrie, you might not have seen me. I might have sent Dawn over and been like, tell him I'll be there later.
That being said,
who all's in the movie, Carrie?
So, it's a pretty star-studded cast.
Who all's in the movie, Carrie?
So, playing the title role of Chuck is Tom Hiddleston. He is starring
in
Spoilers. The story begins with the title character Chuck dying at age 39 or 40 from a brain tumor. And that's the version that Tom is playing. And he is kind of the narrative frame, and he's kind of going back and talking about his life. And it's three phases of his life, including the final phase, and that's Tom's part. But that's the crux of the movie. Starring with him in additional roles.
I'll be quiet. I'm screaming on the inside.
The other two big names, amongst a bunch of big names, is Mark Hamill and Karen Gillan, who was Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy, and she's just done a whole lot of great stuff.
And who's the other? Who's one of the other male cast members?
Yeah. He's apparently, actually, interestingly aside, he's second billing.
Uh-huh.
He's the direct co-star.
Right.
Love that for Mark Hamill.
No, the other male that you mentioned.
Yeah, he is the other male.
You mentioned with these two. You said Mark Hamill, Tom Hiddleston,
and Karen
Matthew Gillan. Lillard.
I was getting to that.
That's what I was saying. The other male you mentioned. I have loved Matthew Lillard since he was the killer in Scream, or one of the co-killers in Scream. I thought he was amazing as Shaggy. He's a bit weird. Yeah. He is really weird when you start listening to, like, his philosophies and stuff. Obviously a stoner, which, hey, no big deal. But, that's one of those that would be a feather in my cap if I could have said, oh, hey, I got to meet him.
He has actually parlayed a really successful streaming online career in the past couple of years, starting with COVID, as a huge proponent for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, I know.
He's a huge D&D head.
You guys have heard me talk about my daughter, Mickey, right? My truck driver daughter. One of her best friends from high school. Now, Mickey just turned 30. So, one of her best friends from high school lives in Jacksonville with her. No, not with her, but lives in the same town.
Yeah.
Her best friend got to meet Matthew Lillard. They were both at particular club there in Jacksonville at the same time. They got pictures, they got selfies. I'll see if Mickey will send them to me. I'll post them on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God. And it's just one of those. Okay, she got to meet him. He's in your hometown. Okay, when can I be in the right place at the right fucking time? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have some Marvel people, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot of Marvel people.
Yeah, lots of folks.
The only thing that could make it better is if Stan Lee rose from the grave and showed up. Oh my God, and I was there. Didn't know they were there, but I was there. Oh well, missed opportunities. If you make your checklist for those, you're never going to run out of space, but you might run out of time.
Yeah. Well, and also in this movie is a fantastic British actor, and I'm going to try and pronounce his name, Chiwetel Ejiofor. And he is the guy that played Mordo in the Doctor Strange movies.
Okay, I love him.
Yeah, he's just done a lot of great stuff. Yeah, he's Carl Mordo. And, he is another one of these classic. His career chops seem to kind of parallel Tom's. They're kind of the same age. They have the same theater background.
Right.
This is going to be, and another Marvel person in this. This is going to be a really charged cast. This is a major, major event. Anyway, they're all filming in Mobile.
Right. Yeah.
Mobile,
so
Fairhope across the bay.
So yeah, if you, you know, hear strange noises in your backyard in a couple of days and you try to figure out what the hell's going on, don't shoot. It's just me. I'm camping out in your backyard so I can go stalk hotels.
some intelligence too, you know.
Oh my God. Now, you know, okay, have you not noticed when Johnny Depp or Tom Hiddleston is mentioned, especially if they are mentioned in the company of other stars that I really, really like, my intelligence drops to damn near zero? Have you not figured this out yet? Hey, at least I'm willing to own it. So, the point of the podcast tonight. Carrie, tell me something. What makes you different from other people in relationships, in work, in the way you raise your kids, and the way you grocery shop? I don't care. What makes you different? What makes you a little odd, a little unique?
You know, whenever you ask a question like that, I think a lot of it comes down to, are you an extrovert or are you an introvert? And so introverts will have different kind of angles. Extroverts will have different angles. And
yes, but you're a closet introvert.
I am a closet introvert. I really am. But
I know.
I think that's kind of a sign of being older. But the main frame of my mind is extroverted. And then you apply that to being different. And I think that, you know, I'm literally some guy that's kind of in his 50s in Alabama that's incredibly open-minded and very vocal and very approachable. And I'm able to be kind of a social chameleon.
But how does that make you different?
Because I'm able to deal with absolutely everybody. And almost nobody can do that.
You're right.
Very different.
You are right. And I have seen you deal with people that I want to take their heads off. So.
Yeah. You know, and I'm a nerd on top of it.
And no one that I've shown your picture to believes me.
Believes what? That I'm a nerd?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, they absolutely do not believe me. He's too cute to be a nerd. Nerds can be cute.
Well, that's reassuring. I play first edition D&D.
I have the original Diablo for the computer.
Yeah.
It won't play on my computer. My computer is too advanced to play it. So I got to get some mods for the computer, or else I got to get some mods for the game so that I can play it, because I don't want to play any of the other ones. I like the original Diablo.
You know, I think that people do they expect a big sweeping statement of, this is why I'm different, because I'm, you know, maybe I'm pansexual, you know, or what have you. For me, I'm different because there's a bunch of little things that compound to make a very, very different person.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, I'm different, but I can't necessarily claim I'm different because, you know.
You know what I think makes you different?
What's that?
You can conform to societal expectations, mm-hmm. and you do when it's necessary.
Yeah.
But when it's for the wrong reasons, or it's a wrong issue, or there's something not right, you'd be the first one to stand up and say, okay, look, nope, we're not doing this because you're wrong.
Yeah. A lot of my political leanings are different, and my boy Steven, who is completely different from me philosophically, he's
right.
Very conservative, he's very, like, in that box. where it's all about Jesus. And you by the way, it is a very particular.
Was a song of preaching me.
Yeah, right. Well, he did not meet that girl. That being said, she was kind of in a box too. But
no, she was dating you.
No. But you know, we get along really, really well. And you know, to Stephen's credit, he has that. That's one of the things that makes him different. You know, he's a very quote unquote devout man of God, but at the same time, he has that maturity. But at the same time, he's also very, hey man, what's up?
He can be accepting of other people without sacrificing his own beliefs.
You know, we talk about music, and I have a lot of like crazy music, and Stephen has surprised me on several occasions where he's like, have you heard about this punk band that was a Christian band that was big back in the late 90s?
Striper?
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, Striper was a wannabe rock band.
No, not Striper.
What was the band? Do you remember?
Well, they do the song called they're called Project 86.
Yeah,
and they were a hardcore metal band.
Yeah,
and they are talking about Jesus, and they are talking about that sort of thing, and that's where he finds the common ground. That being said, it doesn't help anybody else's case that they do kick ass.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, wow, that's where we meet. And yeah, that's a gift, and it's very different because people aren't doing that. I think that one of the things that makes me different is I'm willing to talk to people. You know, you're not going to change my mind, but I'm gonna keep it civil.
It's not that you're willing to talk to people, baby. It's that you're willing to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, talk and listen. You're still.
But you are willing to listen to other people and go, okay, you know what? What you're saying does make sense. However, I am going to stick with my own point of view. But, you know, I get the merit of what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, I don't agree, but.
I understand.
Exactly. Yep. Thank you. Yes.
We're not going to talk about how many I've had, but my last marriage. I got married on Halloween, at night, in a bar. I mean, a full scale. It was open for business. You know.
It was the 90s.
No, actually, it was the 2000s. 2004. But it was not quite sawdust on the floor, but it was jukebox in the corner, beer on tap, and, you know, liquor anytime. And we got married on the dance floor. And the preacher that did the ceremony was the very first preacher I remember from my Southern Baptist church that my parents raised me in. And that man could do the same thing. He would talk to me, not at me.
Right.
And, right. You know, we would discuss different things and different aspects of Christianity versus my religion. And he'd be like, oh, wow. That really does make sense. But what about this? You know, is there any way that you could help me understand this part? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Now, see, that is for this and that and that. And then that's why that came about. And then now you have this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That makes him quite different.
Yes.
That is not common.
That is why he only was the pastor of the church for about a year and a half.
Well, okay. Well, and you know, that being said, if society or whatever the system is can't deal with it, well, that's their problem. But that is what made you different. So.
People like him being in my life from a young age is what allowed me to be different, yes. He, my mother, several of my relatives, many of my friends, and societal roles at large were changing in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm different because I'm going to make you think I don't give two shits what anybody says when deep down inside it fucking kills me. But you'll never know it. have someone we're about to call. I want to get their views on what. Now, I have a list probably as long as my arm about what makes this child different. I want to see what she's got to say. You good with that call?
Yeah. Well, listen, and we are picking this topic, by the way. People are like, why are we talking about that? And it is because Tom and Johnny decided that they were going to be different, and they are different, and they parlayed it into a fantastic career.
Johnny has claimed many, many times that he made himself a success out of failures. Most people, not like super fans, but most people in general, if you give them a list of Johnny Depp's movies and say, pick the ones that Johnny Depp did or that he was in, they'd be like, oh, that one. I hadn't heard of the rest of them, but yeah, I know he was in these. You know, he's been in a lot of popular movies. Ed Wood, Edward Scissorhands, Crybaby, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, the Pirate series, Benny and June. But the majority of his movies are B-list at best.
Sure.
Yes. So, yes. He's never won an Oscar. Do you believe this shit?
Because they do want formulatic, product. And Johnny is not one to really gravitate towards product.
He's also not one to kiss anybody's ass for an award.
I really do not think that he expected the Pirates of the Caribbean to be this huge. I mean, I think that he might have thought that it would have been another successful movie of his, but I don't think that he expected to have several different action figures and kids' party favors for birthday parties.
And people tearing down Barbies and Ken dolls to make Johnny Depp action figures.
Right.
You know, I don't think he had any idea that it would blow up as big as it was. I mean, Haunted Mansion did well. But it wasn't a franchise like this is.
Oh, Haunted Mansion? No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tomorrowland, they were specifically trying to, we did Pirates of the Caribbean
ride. Right. Let's see if we do it again.
Yeah, we'll get George Clooney, and it didn't do well. And Haunted Mansion kind of made a dent. But
Haunted Mansion was sweet and cute and funny, and I own the movie, but I've only watched it once after I bought it.
You're talking about the new one, right?
No, the original, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it came out
All right, guys, this is what I'm talking about. The original Haunted Mansion was great. It was awesome. I loved that movie. But it was not the epic adventure that Pirates of the Caribbean was.
Yeah, nah. It was kind of a funny movie, you know. I think they were trying to more go for, like, Ghostbusters and, combine that with the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Also, the changing attitudes, you know. The whole, I'm all about my work. Okay, no, wait, I need to be all about my family. You know, if you're all about your family, the work will come next. But if you're all about your work, your family may leave. That kind of thing. When he's in the car and he's got the Oracle with him. And he's like, I can't get in. I tried, I failed. She goes, you try, you fail. You try, you fail. The only time you really fail is when you stop trying. And he thought about that a minute and drove his brand new car that he had just bitched at his daughter about slamming the door on through the friggin' window.
Yeah.
But the woman that was the head, the Oracle,
I cannot
call her name, but I love her to death. She is amazing.
They had a great cast. Terrence Stamp. The English guy, the butler type, he was General Zod in Superman 2, and I love that guy. He's off the chain.
Telling you. But
that
all right,
was a great movie. You're right.
Let's go ahead and place this call because I have no idea how long this is going to take. We may have to do some editing.
let's make the call.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and make the call.
Okay.
All right, let's see. If I can remember how to do this. All right. Come on. All right, I'm putting you on hold now.
Okay.
All right. It's on hold. So. Hello. Thank you. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try that one more time. We're going to try that one more time. She didn't answer, and I know she's sitting right by her phone. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try that again. Hold on. All right, one more time, guys. Let's see if it works. Hello. You are being recorded live, Depheads and Hiddlestoners. Tell everybody who you are.
Well, 1 second. My connection's a little spotty.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to pull Carrie into the call, okay? I'm going to go ahead and pull Carrie into the call, okay?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
If I remember how to do this. Merge. There we go. It's easy. You just hit a button. All right. Carrie, you there?
I am.
Say hi to Faye.
Hey, Faye. How are you? How you doing, Carrie? I'm having a good day. Good. Good, good, good. Me too.
All right. I'm going to need both of you guys to speak up because my speaker is not picking y'all up real good. So, Faye. I was going to do this a little different, but changed my mind at the last minute. What I'm doing now is, we all know that Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston made a career out of being different. Right?
Yeah.
Johnny claims to have made a fortune off of failures. Most of Tom's movies were pretty much in the same category until he started doing Loki. So, what I want to know...
One movie.
Huh?
It just takes that one movie.
Oh, just one, yeah. So what I want to know, Faye, tell me what makes you different.
Oh, me?
Yeah, what do you do to stand out?
Oh, shit, I fucked my shit off with piercings and shit.
But you're so pretty with them.
I also like my tattoos.
Oh, wait, tattoos? How many do you have now?
Me? I've only got a few. Oh,
okay. I was going to say, you've gotten more since I saw you?
No, I'm waiting.
All right. Okay.
I got plans.
Oh, you know my 50th is coming up in March, right?
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure they're gauging ages here, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's. I for sure thought you were turning 46.
You were the one who baked me my birthday cake for my 42nd birthday. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And that was not just a couple years ago. Yeah. But yeah, we are discussing differences. What differences attract you? What doesn't? Like, you know, Johnny being kooky and crazy and just kind of doing his own thing. Tom just being aristocratic and articulate and driving everybody crazy. What is it that inspires you? in, say, an actor, an actress, or a musician? What is it that makes you want to follow them, want to listen, want to watch?
I really definitely like people who are, like, out there, like you say. I like people who are fucking unique in their own ways, I guess, for music and such. I'm listening to a lot of Breckenst right now, and he's this dude who does this lo-fi hyper-pop bullshit. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. In This Moment is another good one.
I've got a guy like that, too, that I'm listening to.
For both of you guys... Oh, crap, I'm going to have to look at my Spotify to find the dude's name. Oh, give me a second. I'm trying to... Never mind. I'll tell you about him later. Carrie, I played a song for you. I played the one song for you while we were up there. Mm-hmm. It comes out with, like, this metal riff, and it's, like, you know, all guitars and keyboards and drums and everything. And then it starts with a song from the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that? It wasn't I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I have problems remembering what I had for breakfast.
This is true. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
But I mean, yeah, I would hope that we'd like artists like that. There's a guy that I'm listening to on Spotify called Auntie Boy, and he's sick. And I don't mean that like in a like cool lingo way. Like, he's sick in the head.
Oh, God.
He does trap, but it's a warped kind of trap thing, and he's just...
Well, the thing about that is we like those kind of people because it mirrors what's in our heads.
Yeah, you know, and he's kind of recording it, and he may or may not get famous. He really doesn't give a fuck. but he's putting it out there, and he's being himself, and I love him for it. And he's got some pretty good shit. You know, it does help that it's pretty good.
Well, right. I mean, you can be unique and an individual all you'd like, but if your shit sucks, nobody's going to listen to it.
And you know, I like a lot of movies and a lot of music that, you know, I attempt to play, and people are like, what? How did you even find out about this? Or why do you even listen to this?
Oh, Carrie, what is the band? They play the music that will literally upset your physical system?
Oh, her name's Anna Meredith. She's from Glasgow, Scotland. They call her the Mad Woman of Glasgow, and she deals with what's called brown notes.
And Yoko Ono puke tapes.
Do you know about this woman and the music that she makes?
No, but I know what the brown notes are.
Yeah. It's purposefully disturbing and
shake your diaphragm.
The problem with the music is, because I watched the video like four times and figured it out, the beats are not synchronized. The keyboard is playing to one rhythm. The drums are beating a separate rhythm. The other instruments are all on there, and it's not meshing, and your system does not know how to deal with that.
Yeah, well, so, and some people actually, you know, got over the hump, if you will, and I love the hell out of her, but it's kind of repetitive, and what they're repeating is slightly off notes, and after about 4 minutes, some people report a nauseating feeling.
Trust me, I got nauseated trying to figure it out.
That being said, this song is a fucking jam, and we were watching football last week, and the latest iPhone is using snippets of it as part of their commercial. People love it. That being said, it snippets the entire song would crash Apple stock.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a real smart move. Let's play music in our commercial that makes people sick. Good idea.
they kind of break it up a bit, and it's only a 35-second spot, but if you wanted to explore it, it would be, I don't know, it would either be fantastic, or you would never want to hear it again.
Right.
Everyone in my life hears this song, and they hate me.
I like it. All right, Faye, I got some work for you to do.
Okay.
Because I know I'm good at the internet, I'm good at finding stuff out, but I know you're better than I am.
All right.
There are three entities in Mobile, Alabama right now. Oh, I just want to know what hotel they're in.
There are three what?
Tom Hiddleston, Mark Hamill, and Shaggy's name just popped right out of my head.
Matt Lillard.
Thank you. Yeah. Matthew Lillard are filming a Stephen King book to movie in Mobile as we speak.
Oh, fuck. What?
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
It's called Life of Chuck. It's a short story that Stephen King wrote for something that he put out in 2020, and they've adapted it.
But yeah, I probably never read the articles because I saw Stephen King book put out in 2020. I said, nah.
Well, they're shutting down sections of the city. And that being said, look. Jen. Jen. Any sort of complex plot that you have.
I don't. I can't get out there. I cannot get out there, but I can tell you, hey, if you get some spare time, this is where they're staying. Go get me an autograph.
They're locking this down with the Mobile Police Department. Like, you're not getting in. No one knows where they're staying.
It's too bad they're not here, because I'm in good with the cops.
I mean, this is like cyberpunk Edge Runner stuff. If you want to find out, you know, where they are.
No, Carrie, I am not going to. I am not going to house crash you.
You're going to need a San Deviston, and you're going to need, like, a dialogue arm.
Have you seen cyberpunk Edge Runners?
That's the one you showed me, wasn't it? Carrie?
Huh?
Yeah, that's the one you showed me, right?
Actually, if you don't mind me throwing this in there.
You're breaking up really bad.
Your mom sounds like the voice actress for V. I've noticed in a few spots.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a little drawl that sounds like your mom.
Oh, dude.
No, seriously, yeah.
Yeah, Faye has to assimilate that information.
Do you play this game, Faye?
No, but the anime is one of my favorites.
Oh my god, Edge Runners. What a revelation.
Edge Runners was so fucking good. I watched playthroughs of the game, so I knew how it ended. I knew that's how it went, but like I hated it, man.
No. And you get Keanu Reeves, which is equal and cool to Johnny Depp, and I will die on that hill.
I'm on that hill.
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. I will join you, and I don't know if we're going to have to gun anybody down because we're right. So.
Wow. All righty, then. While I'm planning two funerals,
But yeah, they're currently filming and shutting down like major historic streets. We're a really old city, and we're known for the scenery, and a lot of people like to come and do, you know, filming.
Well, yeah, and the city is beautiful. It's classic Savannah looking, without the pomp and upturned noses of the rich white class.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also 48% white, 48% black, and it's been that way for a long time.
Okay, so what's the other 2%?
There's 4%.
Oh, yeah, what's the other 4%?
The 4% is Latino.
And Indian. Indian, Creek Indian.
Very small percent. Very small
percent. Yeah, but they own a lot of land.
And Asiatic. There's a small percent.
Very cool.
That being said, you're not getting past this.
Yeah, I would find a way.
You're not getting past this net. No one's getting an autograph from Tom.
Darling, it's a moot point because I'm not there, but I guarantee you, if I was in Mobile right now, before the man left to go home, I'd have his fucking autograph.
My God.
And I know for a fact that if I somehow did manage to pull a hotel address out of my ass, you would find a way to get to that hotel.
No, I wouldn't, baby. I can't do it. Dawn just had cataract surgery. She can't drive. And I don't have a car yet, so.
If you do this research project.
Oh, fuck you, man. I don't have a VPN.
Faye's not going to do it. Faye's going to wait until they leave. And then Faye's going to be like, oh, yeah, Mom, by the way, they were staying at Tom's.
Find it 2 weeks too late.
No, what? Convenient. Well, or. But yeah, there's a few Marvel people that are here. There's a guy that played Mordo in both of the Doctor Strange movies is there. Karen Gillan, who played Nebula.
Oh, in I love
the,
her.
Yeah, in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and the Avengers movies, she's here.
Lots and lots of Marvel cast. Universe stars.
This is a big, big production.
Who's Matthew Lillard playing? I'm curious about that.
I don't know.
No, he's not in the MCU.
Yeah, he's just one of the cast members that we were really surprised.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find out who he's playing.
It's a pre-published story, and they're adapting
it's
it.
It's a Stephen King thing, dude. I'm high. Holy shit.
Yeah, me too. I actually yeah, I'm pretty high.
Yeah, I knew you two would get along.
It's kind of a thing.
Hey,
y'all are acting like this is news to both of you, which is really funny.
Well,
it does. All right, so my 50th birthday, you're both going to be here, right?
Say again?
I said, so for my 50th birthday, you're both going to be here, right?
I can certainly arrange it.
That's March?
Yep.
March this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yes, actually, with 95% certain. And with 100% certain.
Yeah, I could probably arrange a trip in March.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think you could put up with your sibling long enough to bring them too?
Yeah, I probably
would. Okay, that would be great. Because I would hate to make him drive the whole way if you're driving the whole way.
Shifts. Driving shifts.
All right. In 2022, Multiverses is the last thing on Matthew Lillard's filmography. So it's not been listed yet.
No, well, he's doing this online Dungeons and Dragons thing and apparently is making money off of being one of the newer D&D
gurus,
celebrity figureheads.
But yeah, I would love to be like, oh, I'm gonna play D&D online. I'm just bored and want to play D&D. I get on a game and it's Matthew Lillard. That would be awesome.
I still don't understand why people tune in to watch people play D&D.
Right. Go get you a couple of books and play it yourself. What the hell?
Yeah, right.
No, you don't understand, all right? There's stuff out there like Roll 20, and that shit is just fucking, it's gold, okay? It's just like a podcast, it's storytelling, but you get to hear a bunch of shit in the metaverse, too. It's fucking great.
Yeah, Matt Mercer,
Yeah, like he's one of the best dungeon masters out there. You couldn't get that from pretty much any homebrew.
You've never heard Carrie DM, so...
Well, I'm sure you could get others like him and shit like that, but, like, you're never going to get the Matt Mercer experience.
Of course, you're also never going to get a DM that allows you a superhuman ability on top of your regular gameplay abilities.
You're going to get a Kerry Kelso gaming experience. That being said, he's a damn good DM, and he's got the clout, and that's how this, gets produced. And it's good. You know, they did a Amazon series. Was it Vox Machina? And it was their campaign. Yeah. And it was one of their campaigns, I think, right?
I'm actually not sure about that one. I watched
All right, guys. While y'all are figuring that out, just to prove a point, Carrie, to give you guys a list.
Yeah, that was actually a roll 20. Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a list of movies. You tell me if you've heard of the movie, and if you know who's in it. All right?
Okay.
Does that work?
All right.
All right, hang on. I'm pulling up my list now. Come on now. Of course it's going to be a pain in my butt.
It was Mercer and Laura Bailey, and I've always loved all of the voice actors that they get. Like, I love that it's a D&D campaign, but he really gets some talented people to play in these.
Who's that? Fuck, dude, I can't remember his name, but the little short ginger dude, what is he currently working on? He was like with Smosh or some shit, and then he was with Comedy Central.
I think it's Liam O'Brien.
I think so. He's
5'3".
Yeah, the little ginger dude with the beard and shit now, but he's like so fucking quick and smart with it, dude.
Yeah. These are really smart people. They're really creative people. And you're right, that the banter across the table, not just in game, but out of game, it's very entertaining.
They talk shit. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely friends.
No, yeah. And it's nice to see some personality behind these people that you would normally, a lot of times see, in other shit where you're just seeing, like, a character.
Right.
I guess not so much for that little ginger dude. He's, everything I've seen him in, he's got a lot of fucking personality. It's all him.
Yeah.
He varies every fucking thing he's in.
All right, I'm not going to name all of the movies on this list. I'm just going to name a few, see if you know, if you've ever heard of them, or if you know who's in them. Okay, how about a movie called Slow Burn from 1986? Either one of you? Nobody?
Uh-uh.
How about Arizona Dream? That would be a 90... I just lost it. Arizona Dream, 93.
No.
Okay, let's go a little bit more, a little closer to now. How about Hugo? 2011.
Oh, sure.
Okay, you do know that one, all right?
I have not heard of Hugo.
How about Tusk? 2014.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, I've heard of Tusk. Oh, that was a fucking terrible movie.
What is Tusk?
Oh, Tusk is this movie about a dude who fucks around and finds out, and he gets turned into a walrus.
Oh, my God. Yes,
guess who stars in it?
Justin Long was the, and it was Seth Rogen?
No.
Who was in Tusk?
It was like...
Who was in Tusk? Johnny Depp. He played Guy LaPointe.
Wait, what year did this come out? Let me make sure. This is 2014.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mike Parks, Justin Long, Halle Joel Osment, I See Dead People.
Yep.
Lily Rose Depp, and Johnny Depp, like, on the tail end.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he did a thing. It's a Kevin Smith movie. Oh, my God.
How about, let's see, everybody's heard about The Man Who Cried. I've never seen it. I'd like to. But how about Dead Man?
Body.
I have not.
Dead Man?
The Cain's Man.
The
Cain's Man? The Cain's. K-A-Cans. I'm sorry, Cans. Cans Film Festival. Okay, these are all Johnny Depp movies in one way or another. Most people have never heard of them. This is how Johnny Depp says he has built a success out of failure. Tom Hiddleston is even worse because you've heard of the movies and you're like, oh, hell no, I will never watch that thing again.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Well, not I related. That Faye is talking about Tusk. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Tusk was so freaky. It was a fucking horrifying. I don't understand. I didn't like the ending either. They should have fucking killed that man.
Yeah. And I mean, what could possibly proceed in the circumstances?
Just chuck the fish to him. I would just fucking throw some dynamite out there. Just kill that.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Just give us the next 5 minutes. You know, it's just not gonna last.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this can't go on. And I love body horror. I'm a huge, you know, I love Junji Ito, you know, the weird body horror mangas and stuff like that. And
Junji,
I love them. Love them.
Junji, fuck, dude, I couldn't. His manga, his art style is some of the most unique shit ever.
Worthy of tattoos.
Oh, no,
I've seen some amazing tattoos, you know.
The only fucking, like, they fucked up putting him on Netflix.
But, you know, I love body horror.
Yeah.
And Tusk, it did at least check that box, certainly.
Oh, no, yeah.
And, you know, and Johnny Depp involved in body horror. I can totally see it. Like, I'm surprised that he hasn't done more. Jen, I'm surprised that Depp hasn't been like, fuck it, and just gone over the top and done some, like, Cronenberg.
Oh, and except for when he decided to drink all day, pass out, and not be able to perform at his concert.
Well, that's easy. That's not art.
That's, well, I don't know. Yeah. I've seen some you would call it art. All right. How about a film called Leading Lady Parts?
Leading Lady Parts.
Leading. L-E-A-D-I-N-G. Leading Lady Parts.
Oh, the compilation thing.
No, it's a short film.
Yeah, was that not where they took all the British actors?
I have no idea. I'm just reading it off the list. He did one called, oh yeah, everybody knows this one, The Pirate Fairy. He got so much shit over that.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Holy he shit. Did.
Oh, no.
He did two of them in 2012, one called Out of Time, and the other one called Out of Darkness.
There's two of them?
Yep.
That is some Robert Downey Jr.
Indeed.
There is only one movie.
Indeed.
There is only one movie that he is in with his sister, who is also an actress. You know what the name of the movie is?
No.
Unrelated.
Fucking good. He really doesn't give a fuck.
He really does not give a fuck.
Or he engineers it to where he's like, guess what? I don't give a fuck.
Okay, look, this man has got not only the long game planned, he's got the long game, the after party, and the ride home planned. This dude,
you know,
we didn't know if he had a boy or a girl until, what, July of this year?
You know, I don't know if this is going to make anybody feel any better, but after the whole Amber Heard thing and Johnny's career that's gone on for 25 years.
Yeah.
Even if he decided he wanted to just hang it all up and he doesn't do anything else, it has been a very successful life.
It has been, although he is broke now.
But he set out to do what he wanted to do artistically. He left a fantastic legacy.
I want to say a little yes and a little no. He never wanted to be an actor. Acting is not what he wanted to do. He has done some amazing things as an actor. But he is, in his own heart, in his own mind, in his own head, he is a musician. However, he did hit those milestones with Alice Cooper and Hollywood Vampires.
That's pretty cool. Well, I just feel like it's not going to take much more than a night out drinking with Tim Burton.
Well, dude, I mean, I'm sorry. There is a formula for a Tim Burton movie. Okay, if you're going to animate it, then you've got to have the right animators. But if it's going to be like an actual film, then you've got to have the ex-wife. You've got to have Johnny. You've got to have some type of angst. There you go.
You gotta make it go.
Yeah. Yep. Reestablish and put in the goth. Exactly. And, you know, talking about that, you know, evening where, you know, Johnny and a night drinking with Tim Burton. Throw in Danny Elfman.
Oh my God!
On that, you know, and he's literally like the guy that's like, oh, you guys want to, you know.
Oh, y'all are drinking here.
You want a brown note or do you want like a rose note? You know,
I just feel like it's been a bit since chicks have romanticized skeletal white dudes.
Well, no, that's when women who go, oh my God, Johnny Depp's in the bar. They walk in the bar and go, oh shit, he's with Tim.
Just go ahead and walk in like, you know, some 80s goth, you know, Victorian, you know, Joy Division and The Cure and The Smiths and shit.
I absolutely would do that.
Oh honey, dude. Yeah.
Babe, be walking around with some shit like
that. Oh yeah. I gotta show you my newest outfit, Faye.
What's that?
Ask Carrie.
What?
I just bought a corset from Dawn.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. The big one with all the friggin' metal on it.
Oh fuck yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it looks good. But
it
yeah,
it literally goes into contraption.
Oh, you just didn't like it because there was too many buckles.
On the road and having to get in.
Oh yeah, Faye. Dawn was driving me to Mobile. We were getting there within like 5 minutes of the time Carrie was going to get there. So I'm like, nope, we're not stopping. So I pull my T-shirt off. I get into the corset. Put that on in the car with no problem.
You know, this is a podcast and your child.
My child understands how I am.
And the podcast.
Oh, the podcast is okay. So I try to put my jeans on. The corset I get into in like 2.5 seconds. It took me almost 5 minutes to get into the fucking jeans.
Oh.
Dawn laughed. Okay, she said, I never thought I'd see it. I'd see denim fucking beet leather every time. All right, guys. Well, we are coming down to the end of it. Yeah. Faye, I know you don't listen to us on a regular basis. I know pretty much the only time you listen is when you have time to edit for me.
I do try to. I just have a lot of...
You got a lot of stuff going on, kid. No problem.
But these are busy lives.
People your age, what would you like to hear in a podcast that would make you want to listen, want to tell your friends?
Oh, shit.
People ripping on pop culture while smoking weed.
I agree with that.
Only if you give the location of where you got the weed.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
No, you're absolutely right. I feel like pop culture and smoking weed would absolutely help you guys.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We could always do like the subdivision thing. We could do 1 week of Depp Heads and Hiddlestoners and 1 week of, hey, man, where's my car?
Yeah.
It's an idea. We'll have to talk about it.
I want to talk to somebody... on a side podcast where it's okay to hate on One Piece, but like Attack on Titans.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. We're this come up recently, Faye, and I'm like...
We're in a new age, okay? One Piece got a Netflix adaptation that's live action, and Attack on Titan just finished, so it's okay to hate it right now. And it's not okay to hate on Attack on Titan.
It is not! But the sons of bitches in Mobile, Alabama, actually, it's like, you're One Piece, and you're all the way in, and I think we all agree, while it's staring you deeply in the eye, that Attack on Titan sucks. And I'm like, get away from me.
Carrie.
Fuck around and find out a few more times and I'll have a small
You already explained why this happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You are in Alabama.
No, it's these people. If you're in Alabama, you're talking about like Kill la Kill. You're talking like those people. That's already an advanced human. You can actually talk about Sailor Moon and possibly Power Rangers.
Oh my God!
You're telling me that people in Alabama haven't moved past 2006 yet?
The general populace is like, oh, you guys are talking about Power Rangers, and they're not thinking like current Power Rangers. But there is actually, we are kind of a little nerd stronghold. All right, so maybe I misspoke a bit, but we are very picky. That being said, because we're like the city on the bay and we're the metropolitan city in Alabama, we have a more developed opinion on
everything,
anime, science fiction, anyway, these people are really, really into One Piece, which has been going on for far too long, and it's the same goddamn story every time. It's so formulaic. Every episode is a formula. And Attack on Titans, meanwhile, gives you the body horror. It gives you the existential questioning. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, when you wake up because you watch an episode, and you're like, it's haunting me still so much that it woke me.
No, dude, okay, so, you know, sorry, Mom, I was on an Adderall bender once.
Oh, God, hey!
So I was awake for, like, 3 days.
Did you, like, swipe the ones from your sibling?
So I was up for, like, 3 days.
Let her talk.
Some things have no frigging, what is it,
What? The
where it cuts off and you can't get into trouble anymore?
Fuck yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, anyway, go ahead, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah, please continue.
So, at this point, it was only season 4 that was released, and, you know, like, I'm not smarter now, of course, but I was sitting there, and I was just emptying and crushing up pills on a chair.
Oh, God.
And
hey!
Watching Attack on Titan for fucking 3 days straight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't understand. It fucked me up so bad that I was seeing, like, the Titans from the show as the ghost demons that were there after I was so sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Well, so we don't do that anymore, do we, Faye?
No. Well,
no,
that was an awful experience.
Faye, do you remember watching the first episode?
Oh, yeah, I remember watching the first episode a few times because season 1 was the only fucking thing I had access to.
the first time you ever saw Attack on Titans, I would assume, was season 1? Or episode 1?
Episode 1, season 1, I was like fucking 11. I was young
as
hell. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Phil showed me Attack on Titan.
No, I remember episode 1, we were like, wow, they say this is an edgy anime. And, like, people getting crushed and pulped and then eaten whole and living in the stomach cavity, you know, briefly, of this creature. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And you know what? We binged the entire season right away. We were... Yeah. It was nuts. Yeah, that's what I mean. I remember my first exposure to Attack on Titan. I was like, well, I'm a different person, and this was the first episode.
It was the first real taste of existentialism that you get.
Right.
Well, for me, anyway. I was 7 years old. Like, nothing matters.
Cattle. And so now we're also talking about people that hate it, but they're into the guy with the Gumby appendages. So
you can hate Attack on Titan as much as you want. All the fucking characters look cool as fuck, and so does Aaron.
Yeah, well, and the One Piece characters are just stupid. You know, come on.
Well, yeah,
you know, the guy that
unique art style in that one.
The guy that uses three swords, one in each hand, and the
guys
other in his teeth.
Hello.
I think that's fucking hilarious.
Y'all say bye. I'm closing the podcast, and y'all can continue to talk. Everybody say bye.
Yes, we are over.
Right. Love and peace, guys.
Peace and love.
Check you later. We will continue this at a later date. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.